Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and I am excited to have yet another episode with you. I mentioned last week, after my interview with author Jeannie Dixon, that I was trying to schedule another author interview for this week, and unfortunately that interview fell through. I didn't mention who it was with, and I'm not going to now, simply because I'm hoping to still schedule that interview, and that could be happening in the future. I hope so. It was a really good book. I would love to speak to the author. And so this week, instead of an author interview, I get to go back to talking about some of the books that I have read and doing book review. So I've mentioned this before, and you might be able to relate, but I always have a list of books so long that I want to read, and I'm always behind. And so with the interviews, I get to read books that are newer, and I love that. But then the books that I have on my list, you know, get moved to the back of the pile. And I'm not complaining because, as I've mentioned, I love doing the author interviews and I love getting to read these new books that I might not otherwise have read. But it does then, you know, make my other list very long. And I always have books. I mean, I'm always going to have a million books that I want to read and more coming every day and more, you know, because I always ask the authors what they're reading. And so that just adds to my list of, oh, that sounds really interesting. I should read that. I should read that is probably what should go on my tombstone because I feel like I'm always saying, oh, I should read that. That looks really good. I take pictures. I've mentioned this before. I take pictures in bookstores of books that I want to read. I take pictures on my phone. I have written lists. I have lists everywhere. Lists that I'm sure I've misplaced. So I have stacks of books next to me. I have books on my Kindle, etc. They're everywhere. Anyway, that was a lot of blah, blah, blah. Mostly to say that I am going to talk about Sophie Kinsella's novel, My Not-So-Perfect Life, for this episode. And it's been out for a while. Maybe you've already read it. And I just mentioned that because it has been out for a while, and I'm finally just getting around to reading it. When I interviewed Kristen Rockaway last summer about her book, The Wild Woman's Guide to Traveling the World, she mentioned that she loves Sophie Kinsella and that she just read My Not-So-Perfect Life. And I was like, oh, I want to read that. I should read that. And so I finally, many months later, got around to reading it. Anyway, I would have to say that to date, I think this might be my favorite Sophie Kinsella novel yet. I love all of her books. I love her books because they are hilarious. They have really great, strong, quirky female characters who always seem to find themselves in some kind of crazy situation or another. And they tend to be a little bit over the top, which is fun sometimes. Sometimes they're so over the top that I think, oh my gosh, really, really? like the Shopaholic series is kind of like that. The main character in the Shopaholic series is always getting herself into these crazy situations, and she always manages to get out of them. But there's part of me, I think, that projects onto those books where if I were in any of those situations, I would just freak out and kind of lose it. And so when the character, you know, is in those situations and manages to then extricate herself, I'm always like, I don't know. I think I would just kind of fall apart. I did a review a while back on the young adult book that she wrote, Finding Audrey, and I loved that book as well. And I still love that book, and that may be my favorite Sophie Kinsella novel. But in terms of her adult books, I think this one might be my favorite so far. And as I mentioned, it's called My Not-So-Perfect Life. And the description of that from author Sophie Kinsella's website is thus. Sophie's introduction says, My Not-So-Perfect Life is a book of what-ifs. What if you were struggling to make it in London? What if your boss seems to have the perfect life? What if your own social media was slightly idealized? I loved writing Katie, her office politics and her city versus the country dilemma. There's a love story in the novel, but the central dynamic is the love-hate relationship between Katie and her older, very glamorous female boss, Demeter. It was a great relationship to write, and I came to love both of them. So that's Sophie's introduction from her website, and then the synopsis is this. Katie Brenner has the perfect life, a flat in London, a glamorous job, and a super cool Instagram feed. Okay, so the real truth is that she rents a tiny room with no space for a wardrobe, has a hideous commute to a lowly admin job, and the life she shares on Instagram isn't really hers. But one day, her dreams are bound to come true, aren't they? Until her not-so-perfect life comes crashing down when her mega-successful boss, Demeter, gives her the sack. All Katie's hopes are shattered. She has to move home to Somerset, where she helps her dad with his new glamping business. Then Demeter and her family book in for a holiday, and Katie sees her chance. But should she get revenge on the woman who ruined her dreams, or try to get her job back? Does Demeter, the woman with everything, have such an idyllic life herself? Maybe they have more in common than it seems. And what's wrong with not so perfect anyway? The grass is always greener with the right filter. So that's Sophie's introduction and the synopsis of the book. And what I loved about this book is that it really does address some of those issues that we have in terms of presenting our lives. So social media is a way that we can share with our friends or the world, what have you, various things. And we often put, you know, those perfect moments. We put the pictures up where we are, where we look great, right? Because we want to look good in our pictures. We want to talk about the happy things in our life. You know, sometimes we put up the crappy things that happen in our lives, but we tend to put a humorous twist on those, right? So Katie has an Instagram account, and she posts all of these things that make her life in London look so fabulous. And she is a bit of a foodie, and she has this list of restaurants that she wants to go to. She reads food blogs, she reads restaurant reviews, etc. And there's one scene that really stuck out for me. And she takes a picture and posts it on her Instagram of this beautiful cup of hot chocolate that's just at this, you know, kind of new hot place. And it's this wonderful image of this perfect day that she's having in this wonderful hot chocolate. But the only problem is it's not hers. She took the picture when the woman whose hot chocolate it really was went to the bathroom. So she snuck over to the table and took a picture of this hot chocolate and posted it on her Instagram. How many of you can relate to something like that? Maybe not quite to that extent, but how many of you can relate to that, to the creating that perfect life on your social media, to presenting, you know, that perfect picture of you and your spouse when that morning you fought over everything, or that perfect picture of your children when they, you know, just trashed your entire house, the perfect picture of your pets even though they just pooped on your carpet, right? We all do it. And so I'm making that sound like it's a much bigger part of the book, but it really is in the beginning. We see that she's trying to present this amazing life in London, and her best friend who moved to New York is kind of doing the same thing. Like, Katie keeps looking at her best friend's pictures and thinking, she's just having this amazing life in New York, and I'm struggling in this tiny little room with my horrible roommates and the fact that I don't even have a closet. She keeps all of her belongings in a hammock that hangs above her bed, clothes, possessions, everything, right? And she lives in this tiny house. She is misleading her life to her father, saying that it's not as bad because her father didn't want her to move to London. And so she's just experiencing this. And then there's her perfect boss, Demeter. Demeter with the perfect hair, Demeter with the perfect life, Demeter with the perfect family and the pictures of her family and the pictures on her social media account. And she learns a lot from Demeter. They work in branding. So she learns a lot from Demeter, but she also has this, why does Demeter have this perfect life? And Demeter comes off, she's very, she's brilliant, but she's one of those people that, do you ever meet those people who are so brilliant at one thing that the rest of their life seems, they seem a little flaky? So that's Demeter. She doesn't always pick up on social cues. She's not always very tactful, but she's brilliant and she has all of these amazing ideas and ways of running the department. She's just not a very good people person. So she comes across as perfect and yet not perfect. And yet Katie views her as perfect and can't help compare her life to Demeter's life. We do have to take our first break of the podcast, so I hope you will stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about Sophie Kinsella's My Not So Perfect Life. I'll be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. We are talking this week about My Not So Perfect Life by Sophie Kinsella and how we've gotten to the point where Katie, the main character, has this, you know, what she projects. Thank you. There you go. What she projects as her perfect life on Instagram that is so very far from perfect. And then her comparing that not so perfect life to her boss, Demeter. So, of course, inevitably, things have to take a major turn, as they do in books, and Katie gets fired and ends up having to move home to Somerset to help her father and her stepmother with their glamping business. Which, if you don't know what glamping is, it's glamorous camping. So you're not actually like sleeping in a tent or they have yurts and they have beds and it's camping, but not. So glamping. And she moves home, but she's really good at what she does. She helps them get this business up. She uses her branding knowledge to help them create their website, to help them create their brochure, to help them create the programming, to do all of these things to really get this business off the ground. And of course, as happens in novels, Demeter and her family book a holiday at their glamping site. She comes and she doesn't recognize Katie because Katie is very different in Somerset than she is in London, down to the fact that she's going by Katie when in London she was trying to make her nickname be Cat. So for a while, Demeter doesn't recognize her and Sophie tries to get a little bit of revenge on Demeter. And she actually does manage to get a little bit of revenge on Demeter. But as the book goes on, she starts to see that what she thought of as this perfect life that her boss has maybe isn't really as perfect. So she begins to see Demeter in a whole new way, and their relationship begins to change. And this is one of the things that I really love about this book, because it does evolve their relationship. It evolves both of their characters so that we can see that neither of them, of course, has a perfect life. And they start to grow closer to one another. They start to understand one another. And as the synopsis says, there is a romance in this book, a romance between Katie and Alex, who is kind of her boss, kind of not her boss. And that is an important part of the book, but it's less important than the relationship between not only Katie and her parents, but really Katie and Demeter is the central focus of this book. And the relationship is a central focus and how that relationship evolves, how they really grow to understand each other. And that's what I loved about this book. Not only that projection that Katie does of her perfect life that she has on Instagram, she begins to see that she doesn't have to project always the perfect image, that she can project the life that she has and kind of work with that and try to figure out what it means, that her life didn't necessarily go exactly in the direction that she wanted it to go, but also that she can't be comparing that life to other people's lives. And she has to stop looking at, in this case, Demeter, her boss, as this sort of perfect paragon of a working woman, of a woman who has it all, of the woman with the perfect life. So like I said, I really loved this book. I thought it was, I mean, it's always, Sophie's books are always well written. They are always hilarious. I should never read them on the train. Well, I should just never read any book on the train when I'm going to work, because I always end up laughing or gasping or doing something that gets me looked at funny by my seatmate. So I either need to stop reading on the train or learn how to control my facial expressions and my snorting when I'm reading. But like I said, Sophie Kinsella is always funny. And this book really just, maybe I read it at the right time, but it really just spoke to me. And I love the relationship between Katie and Demeter and how we get to watch that evolve. You really do grow to care about both of these characters, even though in the beginning, you know, because you're seeing it from Katie's perspective, you're like, Demeter, ugh. You get to see her grow as well. And you kind of grow in your perspective of Demeter also. So, as I said, might be my favorite. So, not might be. I think it is. It really is my favorite Sophie Kinsella adult novel so far. It makes me excited to read more of her novels. I'm always excited when I see a new one out. So, that is my review of Sophie Kinsella's My Not So Perfect Life. So it's actually going to be a bit of a shorter episode this week. I, like I said, I was trying to schedule an author interview that didn't come through. And so I did this episode instead. And, you know, I always give you our website at the end of each episode, and I tell you where you can download our podcasts, and I talk about social media. But I really would love to hear from you on social media. And, if, you know, you don't have to project your perfect life on to me on social media, but I would love to hear from you about book-related things, right? So who are your favorite authors? What are your favorite books? What do you read for comfort? What do you read? What books do you like to read maybe on a yearly basis? Or what books do you like to pick up just every now and then that you've read a million times before but always bring you comfort or joy or just that whatever it is that you're needing at that moment in your life? Also, seasonally, what do you like to read seasonally? We're in the month of October, which means Halloween is coming up. Do you have favorite spooky or scary books that you like to read this time of year? My mom, for instance, doesn't like to read a book twice, ever. She just doesn't, whereas I can read the Harry Potter series once a year and be perfectly, you know, I love to do that. I love to revisit series that I've read. What are those books for you? What are the books that you like to read during October or during the autumn months? Are there books that this time of year you really want to read? Maybe they take place in autumn, or, you know, it's just the time of year and it inspires you to read them. If you have children, what children's books do you like to read around Halloween, or of course Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming up? What are those books? I would love to hear from you on social media. Probably Facebook or Twitter would be the easiest way to interact with the podcast. Maybe Twitter would be the best. GSMC underscore book review is how you can find us on Twitter. Go to Twitter if that is your thing and interact with me. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your questions. I would love to hear your favorite authors, your favorite books, your favorite seasonal reading, etc. So don't just make it me talking at you once a week, although I do, you know, with the interviews, it's not just me talking once a week. So I love that because I get to have somebody else's voice. You probably love it too because you're like, good Lord, woman, shut up. Although if you think that, why are you still listening? I'm going to wrap this up because I'm starting to babble. So all I'm saying is that you can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, GSMC Book Review. You can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcbookreview.com. GSMCpodcast.com, and we're the Book Review Podcast. You can find the podcast, you can download the podcast on iTunes, on SoundCloud, Stitcher, etc. Pretty much any place that you can download a podcast for your mobile device, you will find us. Just type in GSMC and all of our podcasts will come up, so you don't just have to listen to the Book Review Podcast. Maybe you'll find something else that you want to listen to. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I do have an author interview for you next week, and that is with author Marianne Delacorte, author of the Tara Sharp series. She was on the podcast before, and I am really looking forward to speaking to her again. She's a lot of fun to talk to, and the Tara Sharp books are a lot of fun to read. So join me next week as I chat with author Marianne Delacorte about the newest number 4 in the Tara Sharp books. Thank you so much for joining me. Please join me again next week for that author interview. In the meantime, go out there and get yourself lost in a good book.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.